Reading the news causes me to doubt the principle. Reading the news causes me to doubt principle. What is the news? What is the news that reading it causes me to doubt the principle? The news is the ever-changing attitude of what goes on in life, what goes on in the world about me, and perhaps in my own world. But it's what goes on, and as I say, it changes constantly. It is ever in motion. It is ever being looked at from new points of view, always being observed from a new direction. Now, if you look at the news and the news says something bad, it says that something is not working out well, and you look at it and you say, oh dear, something's not working out well. What you do is you empower that something to continue not working out well. You put the principle in motion for that activity. Now, principle is an interesting subject, an interesting word, because principle means, what is the principle? Now, what is the principle if I want to have a business that is successful? Then I think of all the ways that the business can be successful. Now, if I think of ways the business cannot be successful, if I think of ways that this cannot happen, then what is taking place? I am empowering, I am giving my attention to that which is negative, which is not going to succeed. I'm giving my attention to the news, the thing is that is not going right. Now, when it goes right, you very seldom hear about it. When it does not go right, then it becomes the news, and then you hear about it. Now, that is just sort of a little kick in the face where it says, hey, pay attention to me. It's not going right. Hey, pay attention to me. I've got everything going wrong here. What's going on in my world? Why are things going wrong? Why are things not going the way I'd like it? I'm putting the principle in motion. That's right, you are. You're putting the principle in motion of worry and doubt and frustration over something not going the way you want it to go. In your business, you have circumstances that are not going the way you want them to go. And you find that your funds are not as great as you'd like them to be. Your position on the stock market is not where you want it to be. All of the things you'd like are not there. And who is it who has the most wonderful successes? People who are not worried about whether it'll be a success or a failure, but people who have an idea and who take the idea and run with the idea and say, this is a great idea. This is an idea of infinite imagination. This is an idea of infinite possibilities. This is an idea that is fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. Now, what sort of idea do you think that's going to be? It's going to be a fantastic idea because it already is. It already is a fantastic idea in the consciousness of the person holding on to the idea. The person who is thinking the idea, the person who is dreaming the idea. Now, many wonderful ideas come forth and never have a chance to blossom. And they never have a chance to blossom because people think that they cannot put it in motion. They say to themselves, I am not a good businessman. They say to themselves, everybody's got a better mousetrap than mine. They say to themselves, I cannot be a success because I'm running in too much competition. They say to themselves, they do it more inexpensively in other countries. Doing it out, sourcing it is much easier than it is doing it in. Now, science is finding out that it is really much less expensive doing it in than it is out. Oh, it may seem like it's less expensive to outsource it, but it becomes more expensive in many areas, and they're bringing many jobs back into the country for us to have our own people do it. Now, can we ever get labor as cheap as it is in some foreign countries? Do we want to do that? Can we ever get circumstances that other countries can manage it and have less costs and put out easily the same quality of product? Yes. But think of this. When you outsource something, and when you have it done by another country in another nation, what you're doing is you're saying that my country is not able to provide the service that I want. My country is not able to provide all of the products and the abilities to create these products that I want. I have to go out of my country to find other sources where it's cheaper and where it is more easily done, less control. And then we find out that we are contributing to greater problems. We're contributing to the problems of people living with insufficient income, people living in poverty conditions, people living in illness conditions, people living in control positions where they're really thought of only as, not even as animals, they're thought of just as machines that are able to be used, and then when they wear out, they throw them away. Is this the kind of world we are creating for ourselves? Is this the kind of a life that we're creating for ourselves? This is what the news does. Now, the news lets us know that we can outsource these things. We can produce them out of our own country. And the news tells us that we can do many wonderful things. The news tells us that this is successful and that's not successful, and that this person is successful and that person is not successful. And a new attitude is coming up on some of the employment companies where they say that it's not to the benefit of the company to have happy workers. Now, that's just one company that's saying that, but it'll spread like wildfire and go through all these things because that's what the news does. The news carries it and incites these things into action. Is that what we want to do? Do we want to live our life trying to do it the cheapest way, trying to do it the most expedient way, trying to do it in ways that are not ever interested in really the people, in humanity, in life? Reading the news causes you to doubt the principle. It causes you to think that there can be a better way to do something. And in truth, there is no better way to do it than whatever way you have in your consciousness. Now, we can, wherever we are, put the cause in motion for experiences that are just as wonderful as we could ever want them to be. We can do this, and we can know this, and we can be this, because this is something that is so fantastic and so glorious and so magnificent that it's truly what we want to do. We are never interested in belittling humanity. We're never interested in belittling mankind. Always we are lifting them. Always we are lifting ourselves. Always we are telling the world that it's a good world. It's a wonderful world. It's a fantastic world. It's a world based on principle. But the principle has many aspects to it. The principle can be opposed. The principle can be for. The principle can be harmonious, the principle can be inharmonious, but always it's the principle. Do we want to doubt the principle of the ideal? Do we want to doubt the principle that says all is in divine order? Do we want to doubt that divine order is a reality, that divine order means that it's happy and good for all people? Can the world be a place where all people are living harmonious, joyful, beautiful lives? Can it be that the whole world is a place where everyone is enjoying the beauty of living in a harmonious world? Can it be? Yes, it can be. Yes, it can be, and it is. But reading the news causes you to doubt the principle because you only know part of the show and you're not accepting responsibility for the whole show. So today, we say to ourselves, I choose to live in divine right order. I choose to have everything be magnificent and beautiful now. I choose to live in a world of fullness and fun and joy and peace and harmony. I choose to live in a world that says all is good and very good. I choose to live in that world. And I choose to live in that world, and I choose to make that world that way. I choose to make that world perfect in every way. I choose to make that world where everyone is surrounded by my pure white light of love, and everyone is enfolded by my unconditional love now. And as I enfold my world, starting with myself, with my unconditional love and my pure white light of love, then my world, you can be sure, is a glorious world, a world in which everyone delights in participating. Everyone delights in experiencing it. Everyone delights in being with it, because I have put all doubt aside and I have chosen the principle that I want to follow. The principle which says, it's to the highest and the best of all concerned. It's to the highest and the best for me. It's to the highest and best for all of my creation. It's to the highest and best. And this is all that I ever want to experience. This is the news that I want to read. And this is the news I do read. And this is the news I read in my heart and my soul and my mind and my being. This is the news that I set forth for my world. And it's the only news that I choose to have. And any other news is news I set aside because it is constantly changing and I choose to have the change be in favor of being in harmony with the divine right order principle right now and forevermore. It's my choice, my desire. And I know it's your desire too, because we want everyone to experience the goodness of our heart. And they experience the goodness of our heart by the creation of our mind. And we create every person, every experience, and every activity in the world. And if it's good and very good, we created it that way. And if it's not good and very good, then we created it that way. And we must ask ourselves, which way do we want to create it? Are we going to doubt that all can be good and very good for everyone, everywhere, all the time? Or are we going to be aware that all is divine order now, all is good now, all is beautiful now, and have it be so? I believe that's the way I would go. How about you? You going to join me? Knowing that I am the creator and I put good causes in motion, I put good programs in motion for all in the world, and all in the world is expressing those good causes, good motion, good ideals, good dreams, good programs right now, because I am consistent with my principle, saying that all is in divine order now and forevermore. Join me in this realization, for it is your life, your world, as much as it's my life, my world. Each of us have created it exactly as we experience it. And we choose to experience it now as good and very good, because that's all that matters. I love you so.